One of the great museums of the world, the one in the West in Perth, is soon to resurrect. It'll cost $430 million and have four times the floor space. And when it's ready, they'll be able to move their collection of over 4 million specimens back into the centre of the city. Alec Coles is the supremely enthusiastic CEO of the West Australian Museum.
We will have to decant out of the existing displays, but as I said, they only occupy literally about 6,000 square metres now, because there was, some listeners will know, there was a previous building put up in the 1970s. Unfortunately, that had to come down due to...
asbestos, wasn't it?
Due to asbestos. That came down about 2 years ago, and that's the site we'll be developing on. So, we will have to decant out, but we don't have collection stores on site, and that's the great thing, that all those are stored off site. And all that's going to happen down there, we're actually going to build some new storage. So all our spirit preserved collections, which are obviously most of our scientific collections, will be in brand new state of the art facilities, which is long overdue, I have to say.
Well, here's the tension you've got. On the one hand, the traditional science, where people actually love those real objects. One of the great examples of that is the British Museum, A History of the World and the 100 Objects, and people queued up for kilometres. I nearly said miles, kilometres. So a love of the real stuff, so you've got to be traditional. And on the other hand, you've got to show a whole new way of looking at nature and the world with the present technologies, haven't you?
I'm glad you asked me that question, because I have a number of buzzwords around this project, and one of them is authenticity. And when people talk about what is the unique selling point of a museum, I believe it is authenticity. So it is those real collections. Sometimes they're physical objects, biological specimens, whatever. Sometimes they're stories. So I always say, what could be more tangible to an Aboriginal person than a dreaming story that actually defines their existence in many ways? But those are equally authentic. Technology, of course, will have to be amazing, because that's what people are used to. But you know, people always say, what technology will you use? And I say, well, this new museum is actually going to open in about 6 years' time. We've had the iPhone, I think, for just about 5 years. So I can't actually tell you what technology we'll use then, because I don't know what's going to be around. What I can tell you is we'll make the decision as late as we possibly can. We will source the best that we can possibly get. And about 2 days after we open, it'll probably be out of date. So we need to concentrate not on a museum of the past, but on remembering what we're really good at. And it is, I say, those real collections, real stories, real people. One of the things we've done, we've actually signed a deal with an Aboriginal performance company, Yuriakin, probably one of the top couple of professional Aboriginal performance companies in Australia, performed at the Cultural Olympiad in London for the Olympic Games. And they're going to be our company in residence. So they're developing, if you like, contemporary, authentic Aboriginal content, which will be part of the whole experience. So it's about activating the space, but that doesn't just mean touch screens or, you know, iPads or whatever it is. It means real interaction with real people.
Most museums, state museums in Australia, have got big areas to look after. You, on the other hand, have got an area five times, as the cliche goes, five times the size of Texas. And you go from way up north, which is pretty well close to Indonesia, through Kimberley, down through areas where you have a reef, which is, you know, a rival to the Great Barrier Reef, if only people realised its immensity. You've got the oldest rocks on Earth going, nearly 4.3 billion years. I mean, that's a challenge. How do you cope?
I think that's the great excitement of this. I mean, I love the fact that if you've got the time, inclination and fuel, you can get in a vehicle on the south coast somewhere like Esperance, and you've got waters washing up the Southern Ocean from the Antarctic, and you can drive all the way right up into the tropics, and you've never actually crossed a state boundary. This is just an incredible place, and you've identified some of those incredible facts about it. Oldest rocks on the planet, the zircon crystals in the Pilbara, arguably the oldest evidence of life on Earth on the planet, the stromatolite fossils also in the Pilbara. The go-go fish, first evidence of that kind of live birth, the umbilical cord that were found in those fish fossils in the Kimberley. And so it goes. Aboriginal people can be traced back, continuous culture for something like 50,000 years. Yeah, that's pretty much unparalleled anywhere in the world. And we're one of the world's biodiversity hotspots. How do we go about telling all that? Well, we get very excited about it. And actually, I feel privileged and impressed that I'm in the company of somebody who knows all that. But how many people do know all that? A lot of people don't. A lot of Western Australians don't. This is truly an extraordinary place. You mentioned the reefs off the northwest coast. Extraordinary places. And yeah, it does rival the Great Barrier Reef in just about every way. As I said, I'm excited at the prospect of telling those stories and accepting that many people probably will never get the opportunity to go out to some of those more remote sites. But what we can at least do is give them a taste, a window into what's happening there, and just demonstrate what an extraordinary place this is.
One of the embarrassments in, say, the Australian Museum was a wonderful dinosaur exhibition, but to explain it, they had to find a dinosaur expert in Edinburgh. You can display, you can be a shop window, but you really need to do the science as well, don't you?
You absolutely do. And I think one of the stale old arguments in museums has always been, do you concentrate on the public side or do you concentrate on the behind the scenes, the research, the curation? And I say you can't have one without the other. The best public experiences, the best interpretation, the best programs are always driven by the best knowledge, and the best knowledge is generated by those people working behind the scenes. I'm proud that we have an extraordinary group of scientists and curators here, and they are working tirelessly, and certainly what they're working on will generate content for the new museum, but again, it's authentic content. And I like to think of the museum as something, and this is what I think distinguishes it from many other parts of the so-called cultural sector, because so much of it is science-based, so much of it is engineering-based. You know, what we can actually do is pretty much touch the lives of every Western Australian, even sometimes when they wouldn't realise. So every mining approval that happens in the Pilbara will involve an environmental assessment that will be assessed by our people. We've got people down here who are discovering new species to science by the hundred every year. We've got one of the most advanced DNA sequencing labs, well, certainly in WA. We're very proud that we actually sequenced the thought-to-be-extinct night parrot from Queensland, actually. That was sequenced in our laboratory here. So there is plenty of science going on behind the scenes. And one of the key principles for the new museum, we say, what's the new museum about? We say, well, it's about being Western Australian. It's about exploring the world. But as part of that, we also want to reveal the museum. We want people to understand what does go on behind the scenes. The fact that we are part of an international desert fireball network tracking meteorites coming out of the sky, landing in the Nullarbor Desert, which can tell us all sorts of clues about the origin of the universe, no less, that we are working and have been for 14 years off the northwest coast of Western Australia, latterly in the Browse Basin, studying the marine biodiversity, that we are looking after literally hundreds of historic shipwreck sites along the Western Australian coast. These are all things we're involved with, all things that our people work on, and all stories that need to be revealed in the new museum.
See you in 6 years.
Will do.
Alec Coles, and we hardly mentioned a dinosaur. Some of those next week from the WA Museum's current huge exhibition. Alec Coles is CEO of the West Australian Museum.